Okay, you mentioned your mother's parents were from Belvedere. What, you know anything about their education or what?
Honey, I think just ordinary, the standing just with the high-minded people of the, really, I don't, back in those days, I don't, if I knew, I forgot.
Yeah, what work did they do?
Farming. Grandfather was a farmer.
Okay.
And Grandfather was too. That was my days.
Do you know where they came from before that?
No, really, I don't.
I've been in Belvedere for some
time. Yes, that's right. Back then it was a different world what we live in now, you see, people.
Okay, what about your father's parents?
Well, they were, as I say, still say again, high-minded people. They were church-going people. And back then, those things were so outstanding, or maybe in my rearing, you see, that I knew that we were taught right from wrong, and that my mother, I would think so often, she would never lose her temper, and she'd sit down and say, "Now, I told you, if you did this, I would have to, Mama would all but cry," and she has cried. And my oldest brother would say, "Mother, I'd rather you'd whip me just to talk to me." He just couldn't stand because Mama was so hurt. You know, she was so gentle and so sweet and understanding, you know.
She knows.
That she did it because she loved us. She didn't feel it, she had to do it. But she must because she told us she would do it.
Yeah.
And my people were just, as I still say back in those days, the memory of it all, it was based on God and, you know, things like that.
Were your father's people from Belvedere?
Today? Well, around there. They called it back then close to Mingo. I thought of that. Now that's Mingo. Mingo Sucks was the place. Now it's very, the aristocrats are building homes out there now. We used to think that Mingo sounded, it was a place that the, it'd get up, you know, and even in the fields, they would ride over it in boats. Things like that. But, well, we're having an experience meeting here. Have you met the little lady?
Okay, were your father's parents just farmers too?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't know where they came from before that?
No, really I don't. I reckon they'd always been around Belvedere and, as I say, Mingo.
See, she's what you need.
Right. Now tell me a little bit about your husband. When was he born?
He was 6 years older than I. Now, what would that make it? I don't know what I think. He was 6 years older than I.
91. And when did he die?
He died 10 years ago, the 23rd of this month. Of April. The 23rd of April. Uh-huh. And we went to school together every day. And he waited for me to get grown. When he asked me to marry him, I said, "Well, I'm not old enough to marry." And I said, "If we still love each other when I get old enough, all right." And 2 years before we married, he said, no, a year before we married, he said, "I think it's time that we were setting a date." And I said, "Well, let's wait one more year," because I was young then, you know.
Yeah.
And so 2 weeks before we married, the presiding elder of the Tennessee Conference married us. And I've often laughed about that. I'd always say to my daddy, we'd always kiss Mother goodnight before we went to bed, and Daddy, I'd run him all over the house playing with him, trying to kiss him, and he wouldn't let me kiss him, just, you know, playing. And then that next morning, he came in the room,